I think, you know, for the foreseeable future, we're going to make sure that we remain focused on doing, helping them do those things that are enable them to be effective in defending their sovereign territory.
Ukraine on the brink?
No. Hey, at least Lloyd Austin has made clear that he's got a good job alternative once his Secretary of Defense thing comes out. He will be on Broadway doing tap dance because, man, I mean, good Lord, he was going at it like Bojangles there, you know, really, right. Really great right. Form.
How, I mean, how precarious is Ukraine's ability to maintain resistance to the Russian military?
It's deteriorating with each passing day. So you remember, but it's been like a year, 3 months ago. So a year ago, February, when we were dealing with that young man, that Air Force guy, kid out of Massachusetts, who is leaking all the classified documents. And what was right. contained in those classified documents at that time was the U.S. intelligence community assessment that Ukraine's ability to sustain an effective air defense was good for about another until May of 2023. Well, we've seen that's true because since then, Russia is able to strike Ukrainian targets across Ukraine in the daylight, wherever they want, and without any opposition, any effective opposition. So no air defense, no effective fixed-wing aircraft to fly out and combat Russian aircraft. The drones, yeah, they have drones, but they don't have drones in the quantity that Russia does. Artillery, they're lacking on that. Those, they're losing significant pieces, HIMARS in particular. The 155-millimeter howitzer provided by the United States. We don't have, the West can't supply them with enough artillery shells if they did have artillery pieces to fire them. They've lost an enormous amount of armored equipment, both tanks and personnel carriers, in their failed Kursk venture. So it's like, okay, what are they going to do? I mean, what are their actual legitimate, realistic options? And it's not like they've got a trained reserve of about 50 to 60,000 troops sitting back waiting, saying, hey, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Right.
Just the opposite. They don't have that. So, I mean, I keep looking for, show me a ray of sunshine in here.
Do we know how much ammo they have left? How many weeks or months they have remaining?
I don't. But it's not, you know, if we're talking ammunition for rifles, handguns, they probably have ample supplies of that. That's not tough to produce. But if we're talking the 155-millimeter artillery shells, very little. Not a lot on that front. And it goes down with whether you're talking Javelin, anti-tank guided missiles, or even Patriot missiles. They've run out of those. You know, one of the thoughts is that the reason the United States is talking about using these JSAM missiles that are fired from aircraft is that they don't have enough HIMARS and enough Patriots, so they'll use that as a substitute.